It's your boy, the Soulful Sage.
And it's the one and the only Danielle.
And you are keyed in, tuned in, listening. Hold up. Hold up. Get me started. To Spoken Soul. Welcome back. How you doing? How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good. But yeah, so if you didn't already know, for this season of Spoken Soul, we wanted to bring more voices to the discussion for you, our listeners. So we decided to chat it up with poets from various backgrounds, allowing them to speak from their soul through candid convos about poetry, their life as a poet, and more.
Talking about bringing poets and more. Guess what today? We brought and more for you. Danielle, can you introduce the legendary, the one and only Afro? I ain't even gonna say the rest. That's all you. Go for it.
I was about to say. Go for it. Yo, when you was getting into the introduction, but yeah, so today, the topic of the episode, before we introduce our guest, our special guest, the topic of the episode is all about reinventing yourself as a poet, a creative, and as a person. So with us today, as I said, our special guest is music artist and multi-creative Afro XOXO.
That's good. Whole lot of lover boy, you know what I'm saying?
Whole lot of lover boy. But yeah, y'all, Afro XOXO is from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Trey Foe. He is a part of label, collective, and platform Steady Hyperactive, which formed in 2015. He's recently been known as a lover boy, as he said, and when he's not making music, he's drawing, writing poetry, and watching anime.
Steady.
Look, I was waiting for it. Blessed by the V. How have you been doing? What you've been up to lately?
Man, you know, honestly, I just been in the lab working real hard on some music, just like trying to grind out as much as possible. And then, you know, trying to grind out some cash too, you know, the holidays and whatnot. And then just a lot of life changes. But just came off of a show a few days ago. Got another one lined up in like a week or so. So we just... We're keeping it rolling, you know.
All gas, no breaks, like we said in the previous episode.
Hey, a lot have been taken.
But yeah, how was that? So you performed at a music fest, right, in North Carolina?
Yeah. It's the second one that I did with this one group. So the group that's throwing the shows is called In the Fest. So they did Summer in the Carolinas, and I wasn't on that show. I had to do some other stuff, but Summer in the Carolinas, this past summer, then this past Halloween, we did Halloween in the Carolinas, and then I just did Winter in the Carolinas 2 days ago. And like all of these, like these festivals are huge. They're pulling like NC talent, like from all across the state, and then they're reaching to Virginia and South Carolina, and then they're finding like bigger name acts that are North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, like natives that are like blowing up, and they're pulling them to be like headliners and whatnot. So Summer in the Carolinas, they had Big Baby Gucci. Shout out Big Baby Gucci. That's a dude right there. and he's from Charlotte originally. And then the Halloween in the Carolinas, they had Baby Goyard. I believe he's from Raleigh. And then we had this past one, Winter in Carolinas, we had Mavi. And Mavi is from Charlotte as well. So we just like, they just constantly got huge headliners, like big name headliners. You know, so being in the same building, or like at some point sharing the same stage with them, is really crazy. But it's been a wonderful experience. Like, it's really like genuine love. Like, these people don't know me. They don't know my music for real, but like they live every time I go.
Thanks, nice.
Wow. Man, that's what's up. Shoot. Tell us more about that, man. Tell us, now that you told us that just from that one festival, I want to hear more. Tell us more about the life of really being a creative, like yeah. that. Ups, downs, middles. Is it what you thought it was going to be? Mm. Tell us about it.
All right, so, let's see. I guess I got to start at the beginning. That's where all good stories start, you know, at the beginning.
Right.
Except for the ones like Inception, they got the plot twists and whatnot. But like, yeah. So I started out, you know, I wasn't doing music originally, but like, I was drawing and doing visual art and whatnot. And I was taking that super serious, and even to the point where like I was planning on going to Savannah College of Art and Design. Like early on, I think I decided that I was coming out of middle school. And I was like, yeah, that's what I want to do. Like, I don't want to do nothing else. Like, most kids grow up being like, you know, I want to be a firefighter. I want to be a police officer. I want to be a doctor. Like, I want to do this, this, and this. And I was like, I don't want none of that. I don't know what I want to do, but I don't want to do none of that. And then I like, the whole time, I always had a pencil in my hand. Like, I was always drawing something. It's countless sketchbooks that got taken from me in school that are like, I would never see again. Probably have been thrown away years ago, but like...
Like by your teachers?
Oh, yeah. Taken, like...
Okay, had to make sure it wasn't... Had to make sure it wasn't by no bullies.
Oh, yeah, no. I was kind of cool as a little kid. Like, wasn't nobody really messing me as a little kid. It wasn't until I got to, like, middle school, high school. But, like, that's a whole nother thing. But yeah. I was drawing and whatnot. I was taking that serious. I was, like, I was ready to go, like... SCAD, like I went to interest meeting for SCAD and they had me set up ready to go, like, and this was 10th grade and they was like, yeah, like as soon as you graduate, like we ready to take you in. But I couldn't go. I messed up my sophomore year and like grades dropped, and this is still high school, like grades dropped, junior year grades dropped, and I had to work super hard senior year to get my stuff together, but like got it all together, graduated. Didn't think I was going to make it, did it. But I didn't go to SCAD. Along with like my offer being taken off the table, it was ridiculous amount of money. Like it's $60,000 just to sign your name saying that you're going to come. And that's before you even pay tuition. So like it's $120,000 for 1 year before you add supplies, which is like another $250,000 because you got to buy... top name surprise, you know what I'm saying? It's like you gonna spend racks over there, and that's just 1 year, and I gotta be there for 4 years, and I was like, I don't have the money, I don't have it, like I don't know how I was gonna come up with it, it just wasn't gonna happen. So I didn't make that move, and ended up going to Pembroke, got out there, and while I was in high school I started doing poetry, like writing, and then I started doing spoken word toward the end of high school. Got out to Pembroke and was doing spoken word with NDC poetry. He's actually one of the reasons that I was really taking it serious. Him and Debbie Quills and a few other Jerry Ishad. So like I was just like I was out there with them like taking it serious, and one day I performed. And I had ran into this one dude, DeMar the MC. He's an artist from Charlotte. And he was out there with me at school. And he was like, yo, like, I seen your art too. Like, this art. But I seen your art. I really want you to, like, design something for me. So he brought me into his little collective, Champ Sound. Champ Sound, that's like my like another one of my like little faction families or whatever, but like they like very similar to Steady, they a little collective, and they took me in, showed me the ropes and whatnot, and I went over to his crib. I was out there with like two other artists, and we just listened to his project for like 3 hours and was just sitting there drawing on this big sheet of paper, like huge bristle board piece of paper. We just drawing, and all of us is like we moving around, like jumping around and doing all kinds of different stuff. And he ended up making that his cover art. We did that for like 2 weeks, solid 2 weeks. Like every like 2-3 days, we'd pull up, listen to like the new versions of the songs. Like I was watching him get it mixed and mastered and all that other stuff. And like we was just sitting there, like just living life, enjoying and like fellowship. It was been a few times like I was over there, and like he would hear me like just kind of, you know, going over stuff. And he was like, "Hey, bro, like, you know, if you want to do music, I just try." I was like, "Yeah, bro, I've been thinking about it, but I'm not sure." And right around that time, Yola, Samurai Yola, shout out my brother Samurai Yola, he was dropping songs, or he was like, he was kind of playing around with it. And I was like, "All right, cool. I guess I'll try it out." So came home October 12th, 2017, and we made a song, me and Yola, and we dropped it. And that's when I got into music.
And what song was that?
It was called Close. It's called Close to Me. Close to Me, the number two, but it's Roman numeral. And it's on all streaming platforms now, but it was originally on SoundCloud. And like, yeah, we spent like 30 minutes making the song, but like another 2.5 hours mixing it, like going from his car to the house to my car, checking all the speakers and whatnot, you know, and we made it happen. And I just like, ever since then, I was like, yeah, let's go. Hollow, shout out my manager, Hollow Creeper, he signed me off of that feature. Mm-hmm. I remember I was at Pembroke and I came to UNCG for Yola's birthday. It was December 1st. I left. I finished a test and I drove back and pulled up to Greensboro. And I'm chilling in Cozy Foy's crib. I'm chilling in his crib and like people walk in. I don't know these people. And they thought I was just some random dude. And then they playing the song and like then Cozy was like, "Yeah, you know that's him." And they was like, "No way, like that's you, like you Afro Goat." Like I was like, "Oh yeah, like that's me." Like I didn't know y'all knew that song. They was like, "Yeah, we love this song. We listen to this song all the time." I was like, "All right, cool." So yeah, I've been doing music ever since. I got signed off of that, like, and it's gone up ever since then. And I love it. It's rough. Like it's ups and downs, of course, like, you know, the emotional moments of just life that pour into the music. And vice versa, but I wouldn't trade it for nothing. Like, yeah, I wouldn't trade it for nothing. Like, I feel like this is what I was meant to be doing. Like, I felt like art was supposed to be me, but this is what I was meant to be doing.
Yeah, a different form of art. And right. Yeah, right. And I would definitely say, like, you can tell just because of, like, how, you know, detailed that story was. You even remember, like, the dates and stuff. Like, bro, yeah. I suck at remembering, like, dates when stuff. I can tell you what happened, but not the date that it happened. But, yeah. That's how you know that, like.
Box in my head.
Yeah, that's how you know, like, you really loved it. And just real quick, you did mention, like, they had said, you know, when they were listening to the song, "Oh, is that Afro Goat?" So now you go by Afro XOXO. So yeah, caused you to change your name?
Man, these bummy producers on YouTube, bro. That's really what it was. These bummy producers on YouTube. I ain't gonna call bro out because I don't want him to get no more love than he already got. You know, you gonna feel this your karma gonna come. But so I had dropped an immaculate project in 2020, February 14th, 2020, Valentine's Day. I dropped a project called Aphrodisiac, and it was the third installment in a series. The first project was called Aphromance, and that dropped in November of 2017. I dropped another project, which Danielle was actually on that project. Made a cameo appearance on that project.
Yeah, you know.
What's it called?
The project is on SoundCloud, but the project is called Aphrodite. So it's spelled Aphrodite. And then And that was, you know, I made that project and it was a fun experience. That was the first time I had like done everything myself, from mixing to mastering to recording myself. Like the only thing I didn't make was the beats. And like, I could not mix for nothing. So like the mixing on it sounds really rough, but it fits the vibe. It fits the aesthetic because the concept was like, you know, let's make a mixtape. Like, you know, an old school mixtape of like, oh, I like this girl. I'm going to put all these songs I really like on it. All these songs that kind of remind me of us. I'm going to throw them on here. And then, you know, so that was the concept. But it was the third installment in that series. So then Aphrodisiac. And Aphrodisiac was like my most polished work I had ever done. Like, yes. I remember I wrote that project a total of like 10 times. From start to finish, like every time I sat down to write the project, like I'd write a few songs and I'd be like, I don't know if I like these. These don't fit what I'm going for. So I go back, and I think the only song that made it from start to finish, the only song that made it all the way through was, I'm pretty sure it was, Liquor. I'm pretty sure it was Liquor. If not Liquor, then it was Lonely. But yeah. So like the track list was, you know, it was 9 tracks on the project, but it's 7 songs. And I reached out to NDC to narrate the project. And I reached out to my best friend Bree. I reached out to the only Carnell, and then I reached out to
not the shade.
I reached out to Jack Callis, my only Jack Callis, and Tia Corinne, the one and only Tia Corinne.
Tia.
We got a song on that project, and that project was like, it's insane. But the third song, it was called Rose Quartz. What was it? No, it was Rose Bride. My bad. Rose Bride. It got flagged. And because I dropped my music under a label, it got flagged on the label page. So it took the whole, copyright struck the label, and then it hit my page too. And it took the whole project down.
That's how that works.
Like when you get struck, like it take your whole thing down. Same way YouTube, like it'll take your whole page down. It took everything. And I tried to negotiate with bro beforehand. I realized like, oh dang, I didn't get this beat. Like I reached out to him. I was like, hey, I'm sorry, it was an oversight on my part. But I'm willing to pay you for the beat and buy like 4 or 5 more beats in full. Just name your price. I got it. Like, I'll go ahead and send it to you. And bro was like, he was not having it. He was worried about getting copyrights from Warner Music Group via Kanye. Kanye, not worried about you, bro. You got 200 subscribers on YouTube. You average 300 plays. Stop. Nobody's like, he's not looking for you. And you sampled a part of a Kanye song that Kanye sampled. Like, what do you mean? So I told him, you know what, all right, take it out. Take the sample out, I'll buy it from you still. And bro was like, okay, here's the tricky part. If I tell you, hey, I got a car, do you want to buy it from me and own it and never pay me another dime? Or do you want to rent it from me? Which one are you going to choose?
I'm going to go with buy.
Okay, especially if I tell you, you can pick the price that you want to pay me to own this car.
Oh yeah, I'm buying the car.
Right. So that makes perfect sense. I'm telling you, okay, take the melody out, take the sample out, which is basically the melody. Now I'm left with a drum pattern. I still buy it from you. I want to own it. I buy it from you. What's the price? I let you pick the price. Okay, I pick the price. $50. It's a drum pattern now. I can have somebody else make this drum pattern and you don't get nothing and I still get to keep the song up. or right. you can make some bread off me and I'll buy the rest of these beats off you. Like, I'm willing to make a whole nother project with you just to make up for the fact that I, like, but you got some hard beats. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I done wrote some crazy songs to your stuff.
Yeah.
He won't have it. So he reached out to the label, and, you know, me and all the label people sat down and talked it out, and we was not trying to budge on it, and wasn't trying to really, like, because he was just being shifty. He took it down. He got it struck, and it came down, and I was just like, bro, it's like four songs that are really super hard that I want to put out right now. I can't put them out because they his beats.
Yeah.
I don't even want to have nothing to do with Brandon Moore. So I cut them. And I, like, the songs are still on my phone. Like, I put them on SoundCloud for a little bit. I think they're still up there. But, I was like, I'm done. And reluctantly, I was at a place where it was like, bruh, this project was going crazy. Mm-hmm. I cannot lose this momentum, but I got to control the narrative. I got to control where I go from here. I'm not going to let this stop me. And it was also like, it was keeping my songs from being put on streaming platforms because it had this strike and they had to go through all the legal stuff to clear it. And I just was like, I'm not finna keep having to fight this fight. So let's just start over. Plus, I know what it's like to start over because this ain't the first time I done started over with something. Mm-hmm. And I know how much work it's going to take to get back to this point because I know how much work I put in to get here from the jump. So I'm not afraid of starting over. I'm not afraid of putting in the work because I know what I really want. Now I know how to cheat codes. I know how to get around all this other stuff. Like, what took me 6 months before is only going to take me a month.
Yeah,
I got cheat codes.
Shoot, before we get into that, because that leads
starting over
perfectly with what we're talking about, we're gonna take ourselves a little commercial break. Y'all gonna listen to the wonderful Danielle tell us about all our wonderful things that we have in our commercial. We will be right back.
All right, and we're back. Thank you for listening to that little commercial. I hope it helped you, you know. And like I said, the topic of the commercial, not the topic of the commercial, y'all, the topic of the episode. The topic of the episode is reinventing yourself. And we left off on Afro talking about starting over. So what I wanted to ask everybody is, to you, what is reinventing yourself? What does that mean?
I'm gonna let y'all go first. Cause I'm, you know.
Go ahead, Boston.
Well, you was already on it too. All right, let me go. For me, I think it's definitely deal with branding. Mm. Especially deal with branding.
Yeah.
Either to yourself or others, but taking yourself in a direction that either you weren't showing or weren't even thinking you were gonna go. And rededicating whatever you were doing or whatever you're working on toward that new direction.
Mm.
That's how I feel about reinventing yourself. Okay. What about you?
All right. To me, like, reinventing yourself, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to change, like, everything about yourself and, like, create a whole complete different version of yourself that's not even, nobody would even know that it's you, you know? To me, it's kind of like you might be changing parts about yourself to where you can notice a change in, like, habit or, you know, just notice a change in yourself that aligns with your human experience, like the human experience that you want to live. So it could be like changing your diet. It could be, okay, as an artist, I'm about to maybe change up how I sing songs a little bit, you know, like I'm gonna do different tunes than I usually do. Or, you know, kind of just anything, really. Anything where it could be like, okay, I realize, like, this is starting to become a habit. And it's more in alignment with my true self in this present moment kind of thing to me. What about you, Afro?
Yeah, I mean, shit. Since I done this before, it's like, to me, it's more of a... I do agree with Boston on, like, it's a branding thing, but, like, I think with me specifically, it's been more of a spiritual thing. And like a mindset. Like, I've changed who I am internally, in my mind and in my heart, who I am. Like, don't get me wrong, I've always been the same person. It's just like, now is, I'm learning. It's a turning point. It was a moment in life where I was like, dang, this is a lesson that I had to learn, and I'm never going to make this mistake again. It's like, that created my rebrand. That created my reinvention. That was the catalyst for me becoming not a different person, but a better version of myself. Yeah. So it's always like, I guess for me, I see it as like a moment to grow and become a better version. Not a different person, but a better version.
Right. Yeah, because, like, I guess if I visually think about it, I kind of think of how there's like a pathway, right? And then at different points, it's going to be like a fork, and you gotta kind of pick which way you want to go.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's still gonna be the pathway, and then there's gonna be another fork, and then you still gotta, you know, still keep going on like new paths, but it all ends up to the beginning, you know?
Right.
Like, you'll still be able to get to the beginning of, like, you, who you truly are, but now there's just subtle changes, you know? And then that just keeps creating like new improvements, especially like as we like get older. You know, and that doesn't mean that the other qualities about yourself in the past were necessarily negative. Sometimes they just, sometimes you just wanted to change something because, you know, it's not who you want to be now, you know, like it doesn't fit completely in the puzzle anymore. That puzzle piece needs to go away, you know?
Right.
And I feel that, and I don't think you always reinvent like negative things either. Mm-hmm. And I think that'll be our next question. Why would you want to reinvent yourself?
Yeah.
But all of that. I don't, just like you said, Danielle, like, not necessarily things were bad, but it is just other parts of you, like, okay, let me show this side, let me express this. Mm-hmm. But what do y'all think? Why would you want to reinvent yourself?
Man, honestly, I went through some legal stuff, so that's why I was like,
that's a good reason to change.
But even then, it was like, bro, I know where I really want to be at. Mm-hmm. And that I know that if I switch this simple thing, like, as simple as it is to switch a name, like, it's still, there's an identity that comes with that, like a perceived identity, an assumed identity that, like, one, people perceive of you, and then two, that you assume for yourself. And I just knew, like, it was easier to market this differently. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily a different person, but, like, market me differently. Mm-hmm. And that was really those two things, like, that legal stuff and then just feeling like I could do this better. Those are, like, the driving forces. It was those two reasons. I was like, anything else is, I can make that happen as I am, but, like, those were the two reasons for me that were really like, yeah, let's do this.
Facts. I completely agree with that. I also would say it's kind of like, I don't know, like, you want to reinvent yourself because you want better for yourself. So basically, similar to what you just said, is you want better for yourself or for the people around you, and it's genuine. Like, you genuinely want to change something because you think that kind of change will give you more in your life, basically. Like, you're going to have more abundance because you changed something about yourself, no matter how big or small that it was. So whether it's as an artist or as a person in general, like, you're going to attract more abundance by having those small little tweaks about yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I was also going to say, like, sometimes when you have that feeling of where you're like, dang, I feel very stagnant right now. Like, I really feel like I'm in limbo. And it's not that you're not content with yourself or, like, with your life, but it's like, okay, this, like, I'm basically on a hamster wheel right now. Like, maybe there's something that I do need to change, because then it'll bring more opportunities for myself or make me feel more healthy, make me feel better about myself. You get what I'm saying? So I guess that kind of ties into like, you know, like, when do you think you should reinvent yourself? Like, is there ever a moment where it just pops in your head, you know?
Dang, that's a...
Or like, does somebody have to tell you, you know, like, does somebody have to tell you, like, hey, listen, you kind of slacking, like, you need to change this, or like, hey, this is like negatively affecting me. Like, somebody saying that, does that make you feel like, okay, maybe I do need to change, or is it just up to you?
I think it's a level of discernment that you got to exercise. Like, if Yola came to me and told me, hey, yo, like, you moving wild, or like just somebody that you trust for sure. Like, there's got to be that level of rapport that y'all have with each other. And it could be anybody. It's going to mean a lot, just as much as, and just as much as that can be true, it can be false. Sometimes some of your closest people can tell you, hey, yo, this not da da da. They could be disagreeing with you, and it's truly out of malice. So that's why it's a level of discernment you have to have. Like, you got to know your people. You got to know who you are. You got to know the people around you. And if somebody I didn't know came up to me and I had a feeling like, oh, what they telling me, I need to pay attention to what they're telling me, I'm going to do that. I'm going to pay attention to what they're telling me, because if that, sometimes that quiet and still voice isn't quiet and still, it's real loud and it's telling you everything that you know, like, we always listen for that quiet voice, but sometimes it's yelling at us. And it's really the discernment thing. Like, some people know when they need to know, and it comes to you. I really believe it comes to you when it's, whoever the messenger is, when it's said, like, you'll feel it.
I 100% agree with that. And I want to say, like, there's a difference between just wanting to change something versus a big reinvention. Because I think that's, like, two very different things. Like, you can say, okay, if it's getting stale, I should switch this up, I should switch that. Versus, oh, where I'm headed are who I'm portraying, either to myself, professionally, unprofessionally, whatever space you want to take that in. This is not what I want.
Right.
And then going into a whole reinvention, like, and I think definitely, like, what Afro was saying, like, someone you trust, someone you know, because there's a lot of responsibility to saying, I'm about to reinvent. Mm-hmm. That goes into, I know, Afro, you mentioned what you had to do took like 6 months, and now you know I do it in 1 month. Like, that's some real time. And let's say you want to reinvent something you were portraying for like years. That's a lot of backlog you have to away, restart, and really push. Thanks. To like show I'm different. I'm not this, I'm not that. So I definitely, like, it's definitely a big point, not only like when it's stale, but when you don't like what you are. That's when I think it's the biggest time to let's reinvent.
Right. Yeah. People be wanting them quick fixes. Baby girl, that's not how that work. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you.
You heard me say it, but anything that's worth having is gonna take some hard work.
Yeah, he tells me that often.
Really?
Yeah. It takes some hard work. I get a little bit impatient, but not to the point where I'm being unrealistic, you know?
Right.
But it's always a good reminder to be told that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, speaking of that and how people want quick fixes, are there some cons to reinventing yourself?
It's always
other than the time.
It's always some pros and cons. Of course, you know, we all are in love with the pros of most situations. We tend to, you know, fixate on those things as humans. Like, that's just what we do. But I try to tell people there's a difference between being realistic and pessimistic. Realism and pessimism are very different. Just like idealism and optimism are different. But like, being realistic is not being pessimistic. If I go into something thinking it's going to be the worst situation and I don't have a realistic attitude to it, of course I'm being pessimistic. I'm being unnecessarily negative and vilifying all of the things that come with it. But the realism is, this is hard. It's hard work. Outside of time, it's like, well, a lot of things at the end of the day do revolve around the time that it takes, but it's the motivation. If you lose the motivation, like, this is one of those things that you will be happy and proud of yourself for the payoff. When the motivation fades, you'll be happy that you succeeded through the discipline.
Yes.
And that discipline is real. Like, once you get that motivation to go and you keep doing it, it becomes discipline at that point. Like, you, for lack of better words, it's habit, but it's discipline. Because that habit can be broken. And the villain to the story of being a motivated individual is procrastination. Or the feeling that what you're not doing is not working, or what you're doing isn't working, and what you're not doing is something that you need to be doing, and all of this, that comparison also comes in. That's gonna steal your motivation, your joy, your happiness. And you'll be happy once you succeed through that discipline. Once your motivation is gone, those days when you wake up and you're like, I don't want to do this no more, yet discipline will kick in and you'll be like, it's either this or nothing. And that's really like the cons. Like, you, anything else is time based. Anything else is money based. And, you know, my mom told me the other day, not the other day, it was a couple of weeks ago, but like, she told me,
It was another day. You're right.
But she said to me that, you know, if it's a problem that money can fix, it's not a problem. So like, if your reason for not wanting to do something is because of money, like, you can make money. We live in a digital era. Like, you can make money doing anything. If you can make money selling pictures of rocks on the internet, like, you can make money, bro. Like, people make money telling people what they think about them. You can make money doing anything.
Yeah.
Bro, people make money doing nothing. They literally put money in an account and let it sit there, and the money stack up overnight, and they wake up the next day and they take that money out and go spend it. Like, you can make money doing anything.
Yeah.
Like, I work in a field where, like, people sell you sounds on the internet. I gotta go buy a beat from somebody. They selling me digital information that makes a sound, a series of sounds, whether it's rhythmic or not. You know, some people not always on, but I can buy a beat. And they done made a quick $200. If I buy the full thing, it's $200 right there.
Right.
Usually a minimum of $200.
It's
a whole lot of stuff going on. Like, I mean, you can make money doing anything, so money not an issue. But the only other cons outside of those two is time. Like, and I know you can't get time back, but like I said, I got the cheat codes now. What took me 6 months before is only going to take me a month now.
Another thing, I did want to add one other con, and it kind of depends on the way that you look at this. Another con would be if you're reinventing yourself because you want to duplicate somebody else. Like, you're not trying to get inspiration from somebody else. You're literally just trying to be that person.
And that's when
I feel like that is, we don't need to do that. You don't need to be making copies. Like, you don't have to do that.
We don't copy and paste over it. It's just like, to that effect though, I ask, like, at that point, are you even being you anymore?
No, you're not even being you.
So is
You're not on that physical, like when I was explaining that physical thing, you done hopped on somebody else's line. Right. Like you're not even on yours anymore. Yeah. Like it doesn't, when you go back to whatever that came from, now it's that person. It's not you anymore.
Oh,
you
yeah. know? For sure. Right. For sure. For sure.
Well, yeah.
That's a terrible reason to try and reinvent yourselves, y'all. Don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. Be you.
And
be
honestly, you and only you. When it comes to poetry, I remember when we kind of just started the podcast, like I was joining a lot of people's like open mic lives that they had on IG because, you know, a lot of people weren't going outside. So like this was the only way we could like keep spoken word and like poetry going. People were doing lives on Instagram. And I just kept hearing other people's stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, like, how can I be like them? How can I be like them? And I needed to, like, push the brakes so it could be like, okay, what things do I like that they're doing so I can incorporate it to the things that I like that I'm doing instead of being like, yeah, let me copy her because if I copy her, this is going to make me feel better about myself. Like, no. Yeah, and, like, kind of speaking on that. Oh, what were you going to say, Boston?
Oh, no, I was just saying that makes sense. The only other con I would ask is if you go through that whole process and you don't like what you reinvented yourself to. That'd be the last con I think of. You did all that. You thought it was going to be what you wanted. And you're like, crap, that ain't it.
That's true.
That's all I was going to say. Move on.
Life be happening, you know? You just be like, right, dang, right. This ain't what I thought it was going to be. But yeah, speaking of reinventions, you know, people doing reinventions well, people doing it not so well. So think of an artist that you like, whether it's a music artist or somebody that does photography, anything like that. What has been your favorite artist reinvention? Ooh, it's about to get messy after this when we ask what has been your worst one.
Ooh.
But your favorite one. What has been
your favorite? My favorite or the best? Because those answers are different.
If they're different, you can do both.
All right, cool. So my favorite, of course, is going to be me. But and that's just because I know what I went through to get to this point. But so I got a sentimental attachment, you know, and a real appreciation for the process. But the best that I've seen so far has gotta be. I want to say it's either Ariana Grande or Miley Cyrus. Because they started out as little kids on Disney. And Miley Cyrus was playing, at that point, three different people, honestly. She was Miley Cyrus in real life. Well, four people. Miley Cyrus in real life. Hannah Montana in real life. Miley Cyrus on that show. And Hannah Montana on the show. She four identities that she got to balance. And, of course, you know, Miley in real life and Miley on the show are not the same, but they're similar. Hannah Montana on the show and Hannah Montana in real life is going to be pretty similar, but they super different now. Miley Cyrus now is nothing like Miley Cyrus as a kid. Like, we seen all of every stage.
She went through multiple reinventions, honestly. Right. Like, multiple.
But she's successful.
Yeah.
Still Ariana Grande, another one. We seen her play on Nickelodeon and on them little Nickelodeon shows during the Dan Schneider era. Like she came up in the trenches. Relatively in the trenches. Yeah. And now she went on, she done dated Mac Miller, she done dated Pete Davidson, she done dated somebody else, Big Sean. Like, she out here putting up numbers. She putting up numbers so crazy that, like, she beating the Soulja Boy, Pretty Boy Swag allegations. She beating she beating all of the allegations of, like, she not worth the salt. Like, she is beating all of that. She is insane right now. She is putting up numbers. She got 7 rings and Noni got 7 rings. She is going crazy. Like, she has won championships. She is a chip winner. Like, bro, it's insane. But those two probably like the most successful. I'm upset because I couldn't pick no black women or black men, but like, you know, that's the society we live in, and we don't get to reinvent ourselves too often.
Yeah. Right. What about you, Boston? What's your favorite artist reinvention?
I got a few. Okay, this one, I don't know if it counts in the reinvention. Mm-hmm. Well, no, a big branding change. I'm gonna put Prince. Because of Prince, when he was owned by his label, doing like his usual first songs, and then he said, forget y'all. Then changed his name to like just a symbol. And went off the rails. I don't know if that was, it was still him, so I don't know if that's really a reinvention, but rebranding. That's my iffy. Then my next two big ones that I really loved a lot. At first, I was going to put Beyonce, because she went from more clean girl to now Beyonce is Beyonce now. And it's like, you different. But still Queen B in a way. My real two are Soulja Boy and Childish Gambino.
Ooh. I kind of want to throw a flag on the play. Flag on the play.
Soulja Boy and Childish Gambino.
Flag on the play on Childish. Really? Because he never ran from being Donald Glover. And he never ran from being Childish Gambino. He always made sure that he made sure that people knew I am both of these people at the same time. And all that happened was I grew up. I was this nerdy black kid.
That's the best reinvention. Because it's not him throwing it away or saying that wasn't me or showing
okay.
I'm
flag
removed.
We reviewed the play.
Yes. He went from I'm only gonna rap about being nerdy or how I'm different and explain this to now I'm like, now I'm showing I'm taking it in, I'm accessing it. That was still me. Them sentiments ain't disappeared. That's still real. This is my new focus though. Boom. Okay. Donald Glover went from comedy to I'm a serious. They merge now with his Charles Gambino personas. Like, Dragon, I'm not just a rapper. I am a musician who's making music.
Right.
I am a serious actor that can act and do what I want.
That's true.
I might have been exiled then, but now I can still talk about pro-black and still be accepted now. And I'm like, hey, that man Charles Gambino did that.
That's true.
I'm going to give it to you. That's a really good one. I didn't even think about him at all. At first, when you said, as soon as I heard Cha, I was like, please don't say Chance the Rapper.
No, that might be.
I love my wife.
That might be on the other question.
I was getting really scared. I was like, please don't say that. But before we get over to that side, I'll go ahead and let y'all know mine. I don't know if y'all know this artist, but his name is JMSN. Jameson. I'm pretty sure like he pronounces his name as Jameson.
I've seen the name a few times.
Yeah, so he's a white boy, and he makes some really smooth music, y'all. And honestly, I've listened to him since like Tumblr days, since like 2013, maybe a little bit before that. But if you compare 2013 to the music now, 2013, like I said, was more like kind of Tumblr music. And then now it's like very smooth and like kind of jazzy. And it's like, okay, I like the past version, but I really like this new one too.
Okay.
And you can just tell he feels like himself. And he probably felt like himself both times, but you know, like you have to change sometimes. We change. So like with his present music now, he still seems like, you know, this is what he wanted to do, you know? So I really appreciate his music. Hey, if you're listening and you know who I'm talking about, shout out to you because he really slept on. Like, I'm frustrated. But yeah, since y'all kind of low-key, we was getting into which was a bad reinvention. Y'all go ahead and say y'all's. Are you going to say Chance the Rapper?
I ain't gonna say Chance, but before we go on, I literally thought of two honorable mentions that I feel like we gotta point out, and I wanna hear what y'all think. Snoop Dogg, and Mac Miller.
Bruh, Snoop Dogg do everything.
Reinvented.
I wish I was him. Changed his name back.
You said what?
He changed his name and changed it back.
Right, he did.
Smallestly. Yeah. And still kept all his fans.
Still kept.
And probably gained some more because now he doing commercials.
The only person who did that better than him, the only person to do that better than him is Diddy. Diddy to change his
name. That man right
700,000
That man right there.
they need to do a versus, but not Diddy.
Sean Combs. Like, he done gone by every name under the book.
That's true.
I don't even know his name no more. I don't know what to call him.
It should be a versus, like not even a musical versus, but like who reinvented themselves better, Snoop Dogg or P. Diddy?
That's a conversation. I just want to mention those two names. See what you thought. We can go to worst now.
Nah,
right, worst. Go ahead, Afro. Worst.
Worst. Worst. No, but I think I have to say worst reinvention. Dang.
It's kind of hard.
It's difficult, but I kind of want to go Carrie Hilson. Tink. I'm going with Tink.
Why?
Okay. I had to explain this to somebody else the other day. And by the other day, I mean like months ago, but the other day. So Tink, if y'all remember when she dropped Ratchet Commandments.
Yep.
I think it was like 2013, 14.
I think 2013.
Maybe 15. You know, it was around
was
that
in
time.
High school.
Right. It was early 2010s. And she had that and another song, One in a Million, the One in a Million joint that she flipped from Aaliyah. And then was the two songs she had out. She had been on a BET Cypher. She was like ripping. She was ripping people. She was rapping. Like she was really going crazy. But she was trying to come out as, she came out as a rapper, but wanted to do R&B music. And it was like, and she was coming out in a time when like, it was right before the uprise and the spike in female artists was big. Like before Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion and the whole like the revolution that came behind that, she came in right before. And her competition, like the big names she had to compete against in the rap circuit, was Nicki Minaj. Like, who you gonna go up? How you gonna go up against Nicki Minaj? Anybody ever heard of you? Like, that's hard. But she had like this Lauryn Hill flair, this Erykah Badu feeling about her, the way she just came off on the track. But she wanted to do R&B music and she started making R&B music and like she just faded into the background. It was like, how do you do that? So she just didn't transition very well, didn't brand very well. Now she's like, she's still lost in time, like trying to catch up. She's still flying under the radar because, you know, she's not the one, but.
And I love her music. I would say another thing maybe too, to like attribute to that, is like sex appeal, I guess. And you already know how like that is with female artists, women artists, like sex appeal and kind of like colorism a little bit too. Like,
yeah.
You already know, like all of those things, it kind of like, dang. I don't even want to say a little bit. That's a lot that's stacking up. Yeah, a lot of it. Yeah, that's a lot that's like stacking up kind of like against your favor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Very unfortunate because I do like her music, so.
She talented. She got it. Mm-hmm. But which y'all thinking? I know Danielle said she had a very controversial one.
She did.
So I'm gonna say Playboi Carti.
Playboi Carti
for the reinvention.
Carti.
I just feel like
Playboy Cartier.
I feel like I liked him a little bit more before, and more of like the music that you can find on SoundCloud and everything. But like, I guess like recently, like with his albums and stuff, I just have not liked it. And not necessarily the baby voice, but just the music that he's been coming out with lately. It's just like, yo, I can't. Like, I can't. Like, can't even listen through to the album all the way through. Can't even do it. I'm sorry. Like, I can't.
I can't blame you. His albums never touched me, but like, he got a few songs with the little baby voice under that kind of go stupid. He uses his voice as an instrument.
He does, but you know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily the voice. I guess it's just like the production of the music too, and just like the vibe of it, and just like everything like all together. Like, it's a no for me. It's like a C. It's like, it's not horrible, but like, no, he got a C, you know? Like, right. Like, if I'm, you know, if I was rating him, I'd be like, okay, this kind of, it's kind of mid. Like,
yeah.
And I know people are saying like, oh, well, you'll catch on later, like you'll like it later, he gonna influence people again, like he gonna, you know, do it all over again. And it's just like, I don't care. Like, yeah. it's not hitting for me.
That's fair.
I know I just broke some hearts, because some people are some diehard Cardi fans. I mean, and I was too. I was very looking forward to, you know, the new stuff that he had come out, but I don't like it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went ahead and had that. Huh?
No, what were you gonna say? Go for it.
Oh no, I was gonna move on, but what were you gonna say before I do?
Oh, bet. I was gonna say my pick, not as controversial. I was gonna say MGK.
That's crazy because he's got one of the better ones.
You think when he went from rap to rock,
bro? And have you listened to his rock album?
I've listened to it, but I feel like it's been taking him the wrong way.
That's because you heard him come in on some Wild Boy, like he was Steve-O. You heard him come in with Waka Flocka Flame.
Black Flag, right? That was my favorite MGK album.
But the thing is, he was always trying to do stuff like that. His features and whatnot, he had always been on that wave. Other songs he had been on, and he had started moving that way well before he had actually dropped the album, when he was working with Camilla, and he was working with all these like these lower build artists that were coming up. He knew they was coming up. He seen them coming into the office for they interview, come sign their paperwork. Fair. He seen them. He was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and tag in with them. And he made his transition under the radar, graceful. Now, I am a little biased because I do like the album. The album did get me through some dark stuff in my life.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Of course, it was months to a year later than the album had dropped. But, like,
yeah.
I also like pop-punk music, oddly enough. But, like, that's really dope, yeah.
I mess with pop punk. I love rock. That's one of my top genres. But I say it's one of the worst because his perception, maybe because why he switched, like why it looked like he switched, because he almost got beefed out with Eminem. And then he said, let me get this other music out.
Oh yeah.
And then what he did while on this side, he was calling out what band was it? And I was like, what? Out of all the bands, you gonna talk trash about a classic?
Oh yeah, no, I feel you. I feel you.
And then his press one been going, it's been making him look like a chump. Because I was like, you can easily go to rock music. If MGK had to go anywhere, it made sense to go to pop punk. Because I totally agree with his features, what he does, how he wanted to show himself. I was like, ain't even a crazy transition. But the press you brought with it, and what person it made you look like when you switch, is what made it negative.
Facts.
There's a better way to do it.
Facts.
Better way for him to do it.
Okay.
All right. shake hands real quick.
Yeah.
But But all right, y'all, that ends it with, you know, the little topic for this episode, reinvention, you know. You already heard the ad about Ko-fi, but just to remind you again, go ahead and search us up, Spoken Soul Podcast, on Ko-fi if you would like to give us a one-time donation, or if you would like to become a member and be and gain access to our different membership tiers that we have. Definitely look at those, because you can either get a shout out, you can be a producer and actually be a part of the show and the creativity of the show. You can get back behind the scenes, or as well as, sorry y'all, I cannot talk today, oh my goodness. But yes, you get the gist. Just go on Ko-fi and then look at Spoken Soul Podcast, and then you'll be able to see the membership tiers and everything. And we really appreciate to anybody who wants to tip us through there. All right. So now that I got that out of the way, took me long enough. We're going to go ahead and let Afro XOXO give us some poetry.
All right. So this one, I'm going to go through this one as quick as possible. You know what I'm saying?
Now, hopefully
the speed will help y'all catch the rhythm. But yeah, so we got, it's called Comfort Zone.
Okay.
So I'm out of my element, out of my comfort zone, more depressed than ever. I don't even know what's going wrong. I don't know what's going on. But my mind is finna explode. 1 minute everything's fine, and the next I feel like nothing's ever right. 1 minute I'm on cloud nine, and the next I'm drowning inside. Feel like I can go the distance, but every mile I stop to cry. Almost watched my mommy die. Almost watched my homie die. My brody almost went to jail. Don't tell me how it'll be alright. I toss and turn at night, and I crush a bottle of wine like every single day. I don't know what I'm to say, but it helps to numb the pain. I wish I could have my way. I wish I could be okay. No genie in last night's bottle, so I'll try again today. My FOMO be on 10. Wonder if I'll ever win this battle in my brain. Counting down the days till I see my love again. Starting at infinity, because it feels like it never ends. I can't promise you that I'm going to be okay. I just know that I'm doing it my way. And I know I sound insane, but trust me, it's okay. Cause I'm just out of my comfort zone. Yeah. I'm just feeling uncomfortable. I'm just out of my comfort zone. Yeah. I'm just out of my Yeah, so that's comfort zone, you know what I'm saying? How to get y'all love. A little bit of vocals, you know what I'm saying? I've been, you know, and then had to catch a little song. I trust me, I sound better when I actually put time into recording stuff. But but yeah, you know, a little song for y'all. But comfort zone, I actually wrote that. When did I write that? Oh boy. That might have been, yeah, it was a year ago, a few days ago, actually. Yeah. I was down bad.
The other day. I'm just kidding.
But yeah. The other day. And this time, I mean like a year ago. but yeah, that's comfort zone.
I appreciate that. Like, I really, of course, you are a music artist, so of course there was going to be some musicality and there's some but I also really like it kind of like put us through a story of your emotions, and you know how you say you were down bad, like we were able to see that, you know.
Oh yeah.
And just like, I really like how you added the singing at the end, because I remember like being in college when some people would do like spoken word performances, there would always be those few people that would sing in it, and it's just like, yo.
Yeah.
Y'all are so dope for that, you know? So I really appreciate it. Like, you putting some vocals in there for us too. That was really good. And I'm happy that you are in a better place than you are right now.
Very much so. Very much so. Mm-hmm. It's all love now.
100% agree with Danielle. She said all the best parts, but I ain't gonna sound redundant with saying that. And I really do love what you said in there and how you did that. Vocals were hidden I'm just excited for more. I'm like, shoot,
hey,
let me go look. Let me listen to some more from this man.
Try and drop something soon, like a project, something soon.
Yeah.
Probably going into in the next year, but like definitely looking at like before March.
Okay.
We're looking at before March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, before we have you shout yourself out, tell us a little more about yourself. Me and Danielle got the normal legendary game to play called This or That.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Creative edition.
New stuff?
This is pressure.
The rules are simple. Me and Danielle, I'm going to start off. We're going to say two options. You say the first one that comes to your mind. No thinking time, just reflex. Okay.
All right.
You ready?
How quick I can go. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Here it comes. Boom. First one. Night owl or early bird?
Night owl.
Extrovert or introvert?
Extrovert.
Planner or spontaneous?
Spontaneous.
Create as a hobby or create for a living?
For a living.
Create inside or create outside?
Inside.
Known nationwide or known locally?
Nationwide.
Last one. Snack breaks or nap breaks?
Snack breaks.
What's next?
That's it. Oh, yeah. What's next?
What's next? We got to know. We got to know.
I'm going with some kind of chip. Probably salt and vinegar.
Ooh, salt and vinegar. Ooh, okay. Cool. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Keep me some breakfast on standby. Yeah. I got a pocket full of hard candy at all times.
Pocket full of hard candy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I support it. Well, shoot. Tell everybody your tags real quick before
we get started, man. Man, you know, it's AfroXOXO on all streaming platforms. AphroXOXO. Go ahead and throw that in all caps. And when you're looking for me on social media, when you go to Twitter, make sure you follow my Twitter. I'll be saying some kind of funny stuff on there sometimes. It's APHRO_XOXO. And on Instagram, it's APHRO.XOXO. I should be the one and only, the first one that pop up, if any. But yeah, you can catch me literally anywhere. Shout out Superb. Shout out Steady. Hyperactive, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the gang, to the family. Whole lot of XO. Lover Boy Drip, Water Boy, you know what I'm saying?
Love it.
Never a fanboy. Yeah.
All right. So we appreciate you joining us on this episode. We really appreciate the insight, the laughter, the, you know, everything about you. But
thank y'all.
Yeah. Thank you. If you are still listening, we really appreciate you. If you don't already follow us on Instagram, you can follow us at Spoken Soul Pod. And then if you also want to watch visuals for our episodes, you can subscribe to us on YouTube. Our YouTube is Spoken Soul Podcast. Definitely subscribe to us so that you can be notified when we have videos up. And yeah, that's it. Boston, you want to go ahead and end the episode?
Ooh, bold claims. All right. Well, you already know. That was another episode with the wonderful Danielle, Soulful Sage, and our special guest, AfroXOXO. Y'all better go follow him and listen to it. Mm. So let's hit it with that tagline. You ready, Danielle?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, let's do it.
Y'all some goofballs, man.
Because I feel like we gonna mess up like we did the previous two times, but okay, we got it. We got it. All right, so yeah. Thanks for listening to Spoken Soul, where we speak from the soul, and let our feelings flow.
Look at that. Perfect. In sync. Let's go. We'll see y'all later. Thank y'all for listening. Y'all have a good time.
Bye.